Over 8.2 million developers wake up each morning and choose Python. Not C++, not Java, but Python, a language that reads almost like plain English. Instagram's photo filters, Spotify's music recommendations, Netflix's viewing suggestions, all powered by code that looks more like a recipe than rocket science. What makes Python different? It's the language that finally asked, what if programming didn't require you to think like a machine? Created by Guido van Rossum in the late 1980s with a radical idea, code should be readable by humans first, computer second, Python has become the bridge between I have an idea and I built something. Even Elon Musk tells aspiring programmers to start here. In a world where automation touches everything from your morning alarm to your evening entertainment, Python is the skeleton key. And the best part? You don't need a computer science degree to turn it. Python didn't just simplify programming, it reimagined it. While other languages demand elaborate ceremonies for basic tasks, Python cuts straight to the point. Want to display hello world? One line. Print hello world. Compare that to C++, where you'd need header files, namespace declarations, and a main function just to accomplish the same thing. This isn't laziness, it's intentionality. The language's high-level nature means you think in concepts, not memory addresses. You're not managing how data gets stored in RAM or worrying about pointer arithmetic. You're expressing ideas. Cross-platform compatibility seals the deal. Write your code on a Mac, run it on Windows, deploy it on Linux. No changes needed. This universality has made Python the lingua franca of modern development, from web applications to scientific research. When a physicist in Geneva and a developer in Silicon Valley can share code seamlessly, innovation accelerates. But Python's true superpower lies in its ecosystem. Need to crunch numbers? NumPy has you covered. Building a website? Django provides the framework. Training an AI model? TensorFlow stands ready. This vast library of pre-built tools means you're never starting from scratch. Someone has already solved the hard parts. You just need to assemble the pieces. Install Python 3 from python.org/downloads, which includes IDLE, Python's development environment with an interactive shell for instant experimentation and a text editor for complete programs. The shell provides immediate feedback. Type 5 plus 3 and get 8 instantly. Try hello star 3 for hello, hello, hello. This conversational approach accelerates learning without compiling. Variables store program data. Writing user age equals 30 creates a labeled container holding 30. Naming rules use letters, numbers, and underscores, but don't start with numbers. Case matters. Username and username differ. The equals operator assigns values, not mathematical equality. Python provides arithmetic operators, plus, minus, star, slash, floor division, slash, modulus, percent, and exponentiation, star, star, following BODMAS precedence. Compound operators like x plus equals 5 streamline code instead of x equals x plus 5. Python handles data types with elegant consistency. Integers represent whole numbers, ages, counts, indices. Floats handle decimals, prices, measurements, calculations. The distinction matters. Slash produces floats. Double slash keeps integers. Python's dynamic typing means variables fold any type without declarations. Assign x equals 5, and it's an integer. Reassign x equals hello, and it's a string. This flexibility demands understanding type interactions. Adding numbers performs arithmetic. Adding strings concatenates. Mix carelessly and errors appear. Age plus 30 fails. Convert explicitly. Age plus str 30, using int, float, or string. Strings are powerful objects with built-in methods. Hello.upper returns hello. HelloWorld.findWorld locates substrings. Python is amazing.split delivers word lists. Modern.format provides flexible output. Hello, name, you are, age, years old. Format, name, John, age, 25. Lists are Python's workhorse, created with brackets, like ages equals 21, 22, 23. They hold ordered sequences that dynamically resize. Access via index. Ages 0 gets first, ages minus 1 last. Tuples use parentheses. Months equals Jan, Feb, Mar, providing immutability. Dictionaries map keys to values. Ages equals Peter 38, John 51, enables meaningful retrieval instead of numeric indices. Programs need user interaction to be useful. The input function captures responses. Username equals input, please enter your name. The program pauses, displays the prompt, and waits. Since input always returns text, convert numeric input explicitly. User age equals int, input, enter your age. The print function displays results. Print hello, username, you are, years old. For polished output, use string formatting. Print hello, username, you are, empty sign, years old, dot format. Username, user age. Multi-line text needs special handling. Triple quotes preserve formatting across lines, perfect for instructions or ASCII art. Escape characters provide control. N creates new lines, T adds tabs, double slashes displays backslashes. Raw strings, prefixed with R, ignore escape sequences. Print R, C users slash name slash documents shows backslashes as literal characters, crucial for file paths. These input-output tools form the foundation of user interaction. Master these fundamentals to build software that gathers information and presents results clearly, transforming static scripts into interactive experiences that respond intelligently to real-world needs. Control flow transforms linear code into intelligent systems that respond dynamically. The if statement evaluates conditions using comparison operators, equals, not equals, less than, greater than, less than or equal to, and logical operators, and, or, not. Python syntax reads naturally, if user input equals 1, followed by indented code. The elif keyword chains multiple conditions, while else catches everything else. For simple cases, inline if statements provide shortcuts. Message equals adult if age greater than 18, else minor. Loops handle repetition elegantly. For loops iterate through collections. For I in range 5 executes 5 times with I taking values 0 through 4. Use enumerate to add index counters and items to access dictionary keys and values. While loops continue as long as conditions remain true. While counter greater than 0 keeps going until counter reaches 0. Always ensure while loops have termination paths to avoid infinite loops. Inside loops, break exits immediately, while continue skips to the next iteration. Error handling with try accept blocks prevents crashes. Wrap risky code in try blocks, then catch specific errors. Accept zero division error handles division by zero. Accept value error catches invalid conversions. This graceful degradation keeps programs running, providing helpful messages instead of cryptic crashes. Functions provide essential reusability, self-contained code blocks performing specific tasks. Define once with def, call repeatedly by name. A prime checking function, def check if prime, number to check, followed by logic, returning true or false. Parameters accept inputs. Default values make arguments optional. Def greet, name, greeting equals hello, works with just a name or both arguments. Variable scope prevents chaos. Local variables exist only within their function. Global variables are accessible everywhere. This separation prevents accidental modifications. Variable length arguments handle multiple inputs. Def add numbers, star numbers accepts any number of arguments as a tuple. The star operator handles positional arguments. Double star gathers keyword arguments into a dictionary. Modules extend reusability beyond single programs. The import statement brings external code. Import random provides random number generation. Import specific functions with from random import randint. Create your own modules by saving Python code in .py files and importing elsewhere. The real magic lies in abstraction. Once written and tested, functions work without remembering their internals. Need sorting? Call sorted. Random numbers? Call randint. This abstraction builds complex systems from simple, reliable components, transforming programming from repetitive typing into strategic thinking. Python isn't just a programming language. It's a gateway to creation. From your first print hello world to building complete applications, you're joining a global community of makers and innovators. The concepts you've learned, variables, functions, control structures, are tools for translating ideas into action. Guido van Rossum built Python with a democratic vision. Code should be readable, accessible, and practical for everyone. That philosophy has made it the language of scientists discovering drugs, analysts uncovering insights, artists creating generative works, and students taking their first programming steps. The journey from beginner to proficient programmer isn't measured in syntax memorized, it's measured in problems solved. Build small projects, break things and fix them, read other people's code, contribute to open source projects, join communities where questions are welcomed and knowledge flows freely. Start today. Pick a problem that matters, automating tedious tasks, analyzing data, building a game, creating helpful tools. Open idle and see where curiosity leads. Python gives you power to shape a world shaped by software. Your journey is more than learning a language. It's gaining the ability to turn imagination into reality, one line of code at a time.